Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good week so far. It's just Tuesday. Hope everybody had a good holiday, Easter holiday. And just hope everybody living their dreams. I am, like, it's been a big week for me. Just career-wise, personally, and, you know, you look at things in life, and we're all traveling through life trying to live our passion, live our dreams, do what we love to do, and in that, you find that a lot of times you can run and race so hard that you don't really look up sometimes, and when you go that hard and not really take the opportunity to just stop and look up, things get by you. You know, things you have to go back and reevaluate. I'm sorry for the graininess of the video. I'm in a hotel in a back area doing this call. I'm committed 100%. I don't care where I am, what I'm doing. We're going to stop in here and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to have some dialogue. So, but the radio is no different. Hopefully you can hear me clearly. But, you know, and so through this period, you know, I made some phone calls on Sunday and just talked to a couple of friends, people I hadn't talked to in a while, and I really just wanted to take the time to reach out to people and just so show some gratitude and just, you know, say, look, man, I'm proud of you. Thank you. You know, whatever it might be, have a conversation. And it felt good to be able to do that. And in one of my conversations, you know, I got to talk to a good friend of mine, and he's got some real big things going on. And, you know, he went from, you know, being an unhealthy person, you know, real big, to now is so shredded and cut you wouldn't even recognize him if you didn't know him before. And he's doing some big things. And I just wanted to call and tell him how proud of him I was. And just when I see people on that health journey, you know, taking their health back. And I've seen so many people on Facebook and friends that lost weight, losing weight, and getting toned and whatever it might be, you know, and that's just like, man, I got to stop and reach out to those people. And even a couple of friends that, you know, have had some spiritual awakening and just said, you know what, you know, here's what I want to do with my life. Here's, you know, how I want to be connected in my life. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is that you, whatever it is that you believe in, whatever it is that gets you through the day, whatever it is that helps you sustain your level of spirituality, I'm giving you props for that. You know, we don't all have to believe in the same thing. We don't all have to have the same, you know, religious background or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're common people. We all bleed the same. We all love the same. And we're all good. And at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about. It's just being a good person. You know, and, you know, how you handle the other part is how you handle it. But the more good people reach out to each other, the more synergy you create. The spirit moves through everybody. And so, you know, just in doing that, it was just very gratifying for me. And then me and my son got to go to the park and run around, and we stayed there for a couple of hours. And it just really, I was just reflecting on a lot of the little things. You know, my life has changed, relationships have changed, and it's like a new place, man, and I'm super excited. But then, like I said, you look up, and it's like, wow, things just go by you. And so, you know, one of those things I'm looking at is myself. And in April, you know, we decided to go back and do the detox again. I'm looking forward to it. It's the third round. And, you know, this time, of course, as you do with every time, you're so excited, and you want to add things, and you want to do things differently. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go out to San Diego, thanks to one of the most amazing people in my life. And, you know, I went by Longevity, and just walking through the halls of Longevity, walking through the warehouse and just being at headquarters, you know, I made my order while I was there, and we went and picked it up. And, you know, I got to speak to Dr. Harold Johnson, who, man, I see him all the time, and he just talks about, you know, he's a picture of health. You know, I don't know his age, but he looks way younger than whatever he could be. And we sat in the back office or in the back area in Youngevity in the headquarters while I was waiting for my order, and we just talked about health. And he told me what he was doing, and he was talking to me about some things along with the detox that I could do. And, you know, that's adding that that keto shake that we have. And that keto shake is amazing because of the MCT that's in it, because of the cream that's in it, so you get your good saturated fat. And when we talk about building that summer body, when we talk about weight loss or, you know, getting your body where it needs to be, fat is one of the most important things that we need to have in our diet, especially saturated fat. And so we talked about that. And then the conversation that I had with my good friend, who, like I said, was big and, you know, transitioned to his health and shredded his and got his health in place and his body shredded. He looks amazing. You know, and him and I were talking, and he gave me some tips and pointers and just asking questions. But he's doing something truly amazing, real, real big. And I was super humbled because I asked him a couple years ago to be part of the Health Talk magazine. And he said, man, I'm close. I'm not ready yet. I'm almost ready. But when I get there, I'm going to let you know. And so us talking the other day, he said, man, I'm getting ready. I'm ready to do it now. And I'm ready to join. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I'm ready to, you know, get in that magazine. And I said, all right, that's what's up. And he said, but look, I'm doing something. And I don't want to, you know, rain on his parade or spill something too early. But he said, look, man, I want you to be part of this. You know, I'm doing this Netflix series, and I want you to be part of it. You know, for what you've been doing and how you've been my cheerleader and just been in my corner, I want you to do it. And so with that being said, I was just, man, I was just so humble and grateful. And it was just amazing how when you just call and reach out to people and just try to give gratitude and just try to, you know, tell people how proud of them you are. Kim, tell people how much you're thankful for them. You know, one of my cousins just joined who I love so much, man. I just see her grind all the time and, you know, got three boys and a girl, and she always grinding, you know, and don't worry about what nobody say. Don't worry about what anybody does. And, you know, thank you for joining. My man, I was just talking about you. I was saying that I talked to some people on Sunday, some special people on Sunday. So good to see you on, man. And you know, really just talking about, you know, how to keep pushing and keep going and doing things the right way and moving through the spirit and also working through health. And, you know, in this transformation part, it's not just the body part of the transformation. It's also the mind. It's also the health. It's all of it. It's a range. And in that range of health, man, you got to look at everything. And you got to take a hard look, because some of those things are hard to deal with. But unless we deal with them face to face, man to man, woman to woman, we can't get around those obstacles. But we got to understand that we've been given these obstacles, and these obstacles are for us to better ourselves. These obstacles are for us to do what we need to do to get to that next level in life. And so through that, you know, after that, I said, man, I'm so excited about this detox. I had a chance to go to Youngevity, and I got my detox. I got everything that I needed. And I said, you know what? I'm ready to go. And then having those conversations with my homeboy Monterey, and we're talking about the spirit and growing in the spirit and just, you know, being more adept and in tune and sharing. You know, we know a lot of, we have a lot of collective information that we always just don't share. And if we don't share it, their kids are not going to get it in school. They're not going to get it in day-to-day life. You know, so that was one of the things that I find that is super, super important, is to dialogue amongst one another, where we get together and we talk about different things, and we share it with the world. We scholarship about different things. That's one of the things I love about doing Health Talk, is because every week I have to go and research and look up things and find things and have topics to talk about. And not only does that educate you, but more importantly, it educates me, because it's amazing. Like I say all the time, I'm doing this Facebook Live and on the radio, but on Facebook Live, I'm looking directly at myself. And so that's a humbling thing, because you get to put the mirror right in front of your face. So as I speak to everybody else, I'm really speaking to myself. And I just hope that what I'm speaking to myself about brings enough value for you to say, you know what, I'm going to take this look at my life, and I'm going to take this look at my health, and then try to do some things. And, you know, with that being said, like I downloaded my Fitness Pal app, had the app for a long time, knew the app, and just decided, you know what? It's discipline. Every day I'm going to put in here for the next 66 days. My mentor started us last year on a 66-day journey, because anything you do for 66 days become a habit. It used to be 21, but it's really 66. And so anything you do for 66 days becomes a habit. And so for every single day I had to post in this particular chat room, in this forum that he created, what my activity was for my business. And every day, don't take no days off, Monday through Sunday, every day. And I did that, and because of it, you know, I got invited to go to Las Vegas. I got invited to rub elbows with some super, super important people in the business and make some great, great connections that have helped me a lot. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing with my health for 66 days. So I started the Fitness Pal app. My best friend joined with me. And we said, you know what? We're going to do this thing. We're doing a detox together. And, you know, you get a few people. It don't take many. But you get a few people, and you say, you know what? If they come in, if other people come, that's fine. But if they don't, that's fine as well. And so, you know, every day we chart what we eat. And it was crazy because I don't really eat a lot. And in doing this app, I felt like, you know, what I do eat was enough. But in doing this app, and it's telling me, okay, what's your target weight and what do you want to get down to? And I was like, man, about 220, maybe 215, you know. And this thing was like, okay, you need to eat 2,400 calories a day. And I was like, all right, that's cool. So then I start plugging in the stuff that I eat. My breakfast is pretty straightforward most of the day. I have eggs every day, four eggs every day at least. You know, I might have two gluten-free waffles. Every now and again, I might have a piece of turkey bacon. Every now and again, I might have a hash brown. I have some avocado. And I was like, okay, I had my breakfast. And then it was like, okay, well, that was only 400 calories. And then I might have had some almonds throughout the day. And then I drink my water. I take my supplements. And then I have dinner, and my dinner might be 700 calories. And I'm like, how am I so short? Like, I can't, it's a struggle for me to get, it's like 2,400 calories. And I was like, man, I'm not eating enough. Now, one of the reasons that you understand when you talk about weight loss and eating, and this is one of the conversations I had with my homeboy who, like I said, is a machine right now. He was like, man, we got to eat like a lot. You have to eat everything. You know, he said, because your body need all of that when you're working out. Your body need all of that to metabolize. And I realized that I was kind of standing in my way, that I'm standing in my way as far as your level of metabolism, because when you don't eat enough, your body stores because it doesn't know when it's going to get that next meal. And so that's when I was like, man, so this has really been, you know, you think you know a lot and you continue to learn and you continue to grow. And then you're growing, and then you're knowing, you get more knowledge. And so just taking this time, these 66 days, I started on April the 1st, and these 66 days is just nothing but straight transformation, spiritual transformation, health transformation, body transformation. You know, I'll post pictures as I go along in this transformation. I'll post weight loss. And it's all really not about the goal, the result. It's about the journey, and under, so people can see that, you know what, you got to do this. You can't take no days off. You got to do this one way or the other. And if you don't, guess what? You're gonna fall off the wagon. And so that daily post, and this is one of the things that being on Facebook and being on Facebook Live, like for this, I'm cool with. But every single day in and day out, like that's just not me. I enjoy, you know, the private part of my life and whatever, but I have to do it. And so this is something that I'm doing. And I said, you know what? People just have to see that it's hard. I don't care what it is. Life is hard. And you just hope it's something you truly, truly enjoy doing. Because if you truly, truly, truly enjoy doing it, it makes that hard a little bit easier to do. But, you know, so again, started April 1st. I'm going to June 6th, June 7th, somewhere in there, one of them. And those 66 days are just going to be full transformation every single day. And I'm working on now, get my workout routine. I'm starting a detox at the end of April, or probably, I'm sorry, the middle part of April, like April 21st, 22nd. We're starting to do the detox so we can be ready for Memorial Day. You run right into June. And I want to run into this detox already there. I want this detox not to be the catalyst for everything. I want that to be the icing on the cake, because I do these every year. I do these every 6 months. The last one we did was in November. So these 30-day liver detox are amazing, because one, it's going to clarify, it's going to clear your body, it's going to clear your liver, it's going to let you start back to ground zero. That's the most important thing. And also, whatever you put in your body, from stress to toxins to food to what you breathe to what you put on your skin, everything has to be filtered through your liver that's in your bloodstream. And so when you're trying to do something great, you got to make sure you clear out the distractions. So just like you got to focus when you're trying to finish a task or you're trying to finish something, same way you got to refocus the inner parts of your body so it can say, you know what, I'm ready to run, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to do whatever it is we need to do. And so this summer body, healthy body transformation is not just about the outside, it's more about the inside, because life is an inside-out game. It's your mindset. It's your level of connection. Your level of connection to the spirit. It's your level of connection to yourself and what it is that you're really going to do to say, you know what, I've got to make a difference. Like, you just can't, unless you're just lazy as hell and you don't care, but you just cannot be to a point where you just don't try. You know, certain days you wake up and you look in your mirror, you have those challenging days where just don't seem like nothing go right, and you just want to get back into bed. And you need those days, for as challenging as they are, because if you could just get to tomorrow, it's not going to be as bad as it was that day before. But those challenging days help you reflect and focus and let you know that, you know what, you're human, and just everything will happen to you just because. And you got to fight through it. And then you're going to have those wonderful days, like I had this past weekend, like I had when I went to San Diego. You just have so much fun. You feel like a kid. Like, how you just feel giddy because of all the fun you have. And those are the moments that you got to cherish. And those are the moments you got to be thankful for. So those days that you're going through, those challenging days, or those days that you're growing and you're learning and it's hard, you know what, you say, you know what, because somewhere in this journey there's going to be another one of those days where the sun is going to be so bright. And so I just, you know, for whatever it is for you, just take a step back. You know, I really realized that there's two resolutions that people make. We always think about, as far as health goes and your body goes, we always think about New Year's and people making New Year's resolutions to try to get their health back on track or lose weight or whatever it might be. But the next New Year's resolution or the next resolution starts around this time. And that's when people, maybe March, April, and that's when people say, man, I got to get my body ready for the summertime. And that's the other resolution that people have. And, you know, whether you make it, whether you not, the point is to just go do it. Just try it. You know, you can take all the classes, you can read all the books, you can, you know, look at all the YouTubes, but at some point in time, you got to get out and do it. And, you know, I hear from my mentors all the time, the knowing is in the doing. The learning is in the doing. You just got to get out and do it. You're going to make mistakes anyway. You're going to stumble anyway. Don't wait for all the lights to turn green. It's going to be certain days on your journey where you know you ain't supposed to do something and you do it anyway. Well, especially when you talk about food, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, or just letting people get under your skin and toxic things that come into your life. You know, you want to fight that, but it's certain days, man, that you just can't do nothing about it. And it's okay, as long as you don't do nothing so crazy that you can't overcome the circumstances. But in this month, in this time, we have to make sure that we are putting forth the effort to make it such that we can maintain what it is we're trying to maintain and we can get to where it is we're trying to go. Because if we don't, then you're only doing yourself a disservice. Everybody else that's watching might care. They might motivate you every now and again. But at the end of the day, when it's time for you to go to bed at night, and it's time for you to wake up in the morning, you by yourself. You wake up by yourself. You go to sleep by yourself. Even if you got somebody in bed next to you, that's the time for you to reflect on yourself and figure out what it is that I've done or not done, or what it is that I have to do or continue to do. And that's what this is all about. And so this transformation for me is just me being accountable to myself. It's just that I have the world watching. And that's cool too, because it's just that extra level of accountability. And then I have a wonderful accountability partner who's gonna hold me to it, just like I'm gonna hold them to it. And so when you have that, it's really no reason you should lose, because now you have a healthy competition. And it's all about getting better. It's all about getting well. It's all about feeling better. You know, and to get on here every week and talk about health and talk about how to maintain our health and talk about how to do the things that we have to do to keep our health in order, I got to check in too. Like I said, I learn and grow just as much as everybody else. So I don't have all the answers. I have to keep studying and I have to keep growing. And I still make mistakes. And when I do, I got to say, you know what? Here I am. And this is one of those here I am moments. And so, you know, I hope that people decide to join us. Even if you don't join us in working with us directly side by side, but you join us in spirit, you join us in saying to yourself that, you know what, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to make it better for me. I'm going to look at my health. I'm going to look at my spirituality. I'm going to look at my physical, my mental, and I'm going to make strides and I'm going to make changes. And I'm going to find out which ones I need to make. And I'm going to dedicate doing it for 66 days. That 66 days starts April the 1st. So whatever we're talking about right now, if you said, you know what, I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it retroactive back to April the 1st. Make April the Fool's Day the day you fool yourself thinking that you can't do something. Make April Fool's Day the day that you say, you know what, I want that 20-year-old body back, but that ain't going to happen because it's April Fool's. No, mm-mm. Let's do a reverse April Fool's. And let's take it for the next 66 days and chisel away at it. Because it's going to take every single one of those days to do it. It's going to take every single one of those moments to do it. But that's the wonderful thing about health. That's the wonderful thing about wellness. Your body will always be right there. Your spirituality, the inner parts of you, your soul will always be right there. Your mind will always be right there. Pray, drink your water, fast, work out, whatever it is for you. And if you don't know, call, ask somebody. Always feel free to reach out to me. You can inbox me. You can call me. I'm always here to help. And if I don't know the answers, I know enough people that do. And just like me talking to Dr. Johnson the other week and me talking to one of my homeboys the other day, you know, we sow into each other. Hey, what's working for you? Really? Man, I need to try that. What's working for you? And so that's how you learn. That's how you get it. And that's one of the things that it's exciting about when you connect with people and you have resources and you continue to push, because you always will have that accountability. You'll always have that thing that you can work towards, knowing that you're not by yourself. And when you get it and you got it, and everybody can celebrate together, because we're always in a role of supporting. We're always in a role of pushing. And that's what it's all about. And so from a Facebook standpoint, so many people out there that feel down, that feel like there's nobody in their corner, that feel like, you know what, life is this, life is that, or why does this always have to happen to me? But I'm going to tell you what, whatever you tell yourself, you're exactly right. So if you say your life sucks, your life will say, you know what, you're exactly right. If you say, I have a wonderful life, and I'm growing and I'm getting better every day, your body will say exactly right, because your subconscious mind doesn't care. Your subconscious mind can't reason. And all it is whatever it is you want it to be, and that's where the spirit comes from, and that's where the energy comes from. That's why it's important to detox the body. That's why it's important to detox the mind. That's why it's important to detox the soul. That's why it's important to take time to go back and reflect on oneself and say, where are the changes that I need to make? I don't care how well you're doing. I don't even care how bad you're doing, because you still have to look at it and reflect and say, you know what, what's going to help me get better? And you find that one thing or two things. And even if you got to ask people around you, say, hey, man, what is it that you see that I have that I'm talented at or that I'm good at, if you don't know? Because people watch you. People know. People that love you will tell you. And if they really love you, they'll tell you the truth. So, you know, this call here was really more about me and my enlightenment and the level of transformation and getting your body right for the summer making sure that you're exercising, making sure you're taking your supplements, making sure you drink water, making sure you're keeping your body clean, making sure you're keeping your mind clean. Because you can look as good as you want, or you can work as hard as you want, but if you're stressed out, it'll show in your body, it'll show in your face. So you have to hit it in all areas. You have to hit it in all aspects. And that's how you overcome. That's where greatness lives. Greatness lives when your mental, your spiritual, and your physical is all in line at the same time. That's greatness. And it's hard to stay in that field. It's a fight every single day. But if you get up and you say, you know what, I have no choice. That's why sometimes you'll see me say, have a wonderful day no matter what. Or people say, have a good day. I say, I have no choice. What's the consequence? What, you going to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to have a bad day? Or I don't know how today's going to go? No, I have no choice. So we have no choice. And that's, you know, that's one of the things people say, you always have a choice. You always have a choice. When it comes to greatness, you have no choice not to be great. Because nobody's going to get up and look at themselves and say, you know what, I really don't want to be great. I just want to teeter along through life and maybe hopefully just make it. But when you talk about greatness within yourself, everybody wants to be great. But it starts inside. It's an inside game. Happiness is an inside game. Nobody can give it to you. Nobody can feed it to you. It starts inside of you. And once you do that, then you understand that validation is only that, validation. It's just a little bit of icing on the cake to keep you going, to keep your ego up. But when we get in low places, we got to come out fighting. We got to come out swinging. And that's where I feel like I am. You know, I always feel like I always feel like it's more to do. I'm not there yet. But to be able to take these last couple of weeks, this last week or two, and really sit back and reflect and have some alone time and just be able to, you know, spend time with people that matter and that push you, that motivate you, but also being able to spend that time with yourself. And, you know, there's no greater balance. So if there's any questions, please feel free to inbox me. You can comment here. If you need to call me, my phone number is 919-599-0916. If you want to join the detox, you know, it's a 30-day detox, man. We have a ball doing it. You know, people lose anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds. You get healthier. You come off medication. You know, we're going to be incorporating a lot of other things within that. So, you know, I'm super excited. And, you know, if like I said, if anybody wants to join, if anybody wants to go with this, we'd be more than happy to have you. It's just a matter of you deciding that what spots in your life is it that we need help with? What spots in it in my life that I really need to pay attention to? That elephant in the room is still there. And until we start to push it out, until we start to do the things that we're supposed to do, that elephant going to be sitting there right in the middle of the room. It's always been there. We know it's there. But we just got to make some hard decisions. But the thing about it is making the decision and doing it. And it'll work out one way or the other. It always does. Long as you, and if you, and the reason why you know it always does, because you're still living. And if you ain't living, you die and try. And if you're not, you don't feel like you're living, die trying to make it work for you. So, again, I'm just excited. This transformation for me is amazing. April, June is going to be a big month for me all the way around. 2018 was a big month because it's going to be a big year. 2019 is going to be even bigger year. So, but you got to take it day by day. And so I did a 66-day push back through December, and now it's time to do another one. And I find that when I do it this way, it works a lot better. You just put your head down and you focus hard for 66 days. Then you have a goal at the end. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And I hope that everybody on here is working towards that as well. And if you need help, like I said, man, look, we all in this together. We all need to motivate each other. We all need to work together. And when we do that, we're better collectively. We're better as a group. We're better as individuals. But it's a whole lot of people individually saying, you know what, I'm going to figure out what it is for me and we're going to do it. So with that being said, have a good night. Have a good week. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love y'all. Like I said, I'm excited about what we got going on. I'm excited about this transformation. And you'll be seeing it. You'll be seeing it. Day in and day out, you'll be seeing it. So look forward to it. Good night.